नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्णा प्रस्ताय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांता स्वामी नित्यनामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी भस्कत्यादि सदारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नितानंद श्रियाद्वैतगदाधरा शिवाचारी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
My dear devotees, I'm very grateful that you have assembled here for this evening's katha about Haridas Thakur. It might be that I will not be able to address my youngest listener, so if he feels restless, we'll Bhaktyalokya, Mahajara, we have a children's room where you can play and chant with your child and dance and listen to the lecture all at once. Hare Krishna. In Bhaktyalokya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that our spiritual life gets strengthened if we hear about the example of great devotees. And he mentions two types of great devotees. Those devotees from the past, like Ambarish Maharaj, Prahlad, and then modern devotees. Modern devotees are Haridas Thakur, etc. I believe modern devotees also include devotees who are active in our own lifetime. So by hearing their life, about their life, by hearing how they deal with the challenges of life, and by listening to their determination to stay Krishna conscious in all circumstances, our spiritual life gets strengthened. And I believe that you will agree with me, the strength for our spiritual life, the nourishment for our spiritual life, is something which is of topmost importance to all of us. So today, we will hear about the glories of Haridas Thakur. I expect that after you have listened to this, your determination to finish your rounds without fail will be increased 1,000-fold. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Haridas Thakur was chosen by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the main pillar on which his Sankirtan movement stood. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared in this world in order to spread the chanting of the holy name, and he needed a role model, someone who would give the devotees in his own time and also after his own time an orientation how to chant. Therefore, Haridas Thakur was chanting constantly without any stoppage. He chanted in the morning, he chanted in the noontime, he chanted in the evening, and he chanted throughout the hours of the night. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, he used to visit every noon. It's around 12 o'clock, Haridas Thakur in his little cottage, which was a stone throw away from where the Lord resided himself. He would come there and he would say, "Oh Haridas, how is everything going? Are you well?" And Haridas would look at him with tears of love in his eyes and would say, "By your mercy, my Lord, everything is well." The Lord himself had a very strict schedule while he was in Puri. During the morning hours, no one would see him. Then at noon, he would leave his residence in the Gambira and walk over to Haridas and gave Haridas his darshan. Then Mahaprabhu would go and proceed to the ocean where he would take his noon bath. After this, he would return to the residence, and then at 4 o'clock sharp, 4 o'clock, he would leave to go to the temple in Puri. There he would have the darshan of Lord Jagannath, and the priests would give him garlands and would give him garlands for the many devotees around him. Then the priest would take sandalwood from Lord Jagannath, make a paste from it, and smear the foreheads of all the devotees. And when the devotees left the temple after feasting their eyes on the beauty of Lord Jagannath, Mahaprabhu would start his sankirtan before the temple. Oh, my devotees, this sankirtan was a real sankirtan. Mahaprabhu would dance and shout, lead the devotees on procession around Lord Jagannath's temple. The whole town of Puri would assemble and look at these Premika devotees. And then Mahaprabhu would come to a halt before the Singhadwara, that means the lion gate on the east. He would tell 4 devotees, make 4 sankirtan parties. And then he would expand himself, Lord Chaitanya, into 4 forms. 1, 2, 3, 4. And dance in each one of the sankirtan parties. Then again he would come in the middle between these sankirtan parties in one form, shwop. And he would dance the Tandava Nritya. And anyone who came close to him was bathed by the loving tears of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, which squirted from his eyes like syringe. Would you like to be bathed in the tears of Gauranga? That was not very convincing. Maybe you have to wait for a few more lives then. It is the perfection of the bathing existence to be bathed in the tears of God, the loving tears of God. Then after the sankirtan, Gauranga Mahaprabhu would go back into the Gambhira rooms and pass the nights relishing the memory of his beloved Lord Shri Krishna. So one day Mahaprabhu again left the Gambhira on his way to Haridas Thakur. And this is the day where our katha will start. He saw Haridas Thakur and he smiled about him, because Haridas Thakur was so attached to the chanting that absolutely nothing would disturb him. Srila Prabhupada had described when Haridas Thakur celebrated the sunrise, you know, when the sun came up in the morning, he would speak to the sun and say, "Hey sun, you are a little bit too early. Let me chant a little bit more. I have not even chanted the whole. You came up, then you went down, and then you came up again. Much too fast. Let me continue chanting. Don't come so fast. I don't want that the days go by so fast." So Mahaprabhu went, but 2 hours later Govindadas came to Haridas. Govindadas is the personal servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he would always come in the noon hours, that's around 2 o'clock, and bring the Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath to Haridas Thakur to eat. Or sometimes he would bring the remnants from Gauranga Mahaprabhu's plate. So this day he came like he always used to come. But when he saw Haridas Thakur, he was shocked. Haridas was not sitting like he used to sit. Haridas was lying on his back and very slowly chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Govindadas was shocked. He could understand Haridas Thakur would soon leave his body. Why? Because Haridas Thakur had this habit to chant 192 rounds. And if you chant so slow, you will not finish your 192 rounds. Haridas Thakur would chant 64 rounds loud, like this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. 64 rounds, another 64 rounds, he would chant whispering, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And only 64 rounds he would chant in his mind. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when you normally chant, you need 6 to 7 minutes for round, but if you chant in your mind, you need only 3 minutes. But anyways, Govindadas understood with this speed, Hare Krishna, very slow, Haridas Thakur would not eat, because he never ate even one morsel of food before he had not finished his rounds. This is how strict he was. So Govinda says, Oh Haridas, I brought the Mahaprasad. Haridas said, Today I'm fasting, no need, no need. I have not finished my rounds yet. Then Haridas thought, My Lord, but Govinda, how can I disrespect Mahaprasad? I must respect the food from my Lord. So he got up from his lying position with great effort and he paid his obeisances before the Mahaprasad and then took a little morsel of food and just ate that with so much respect. When Govinda came home, he said to Chaitanya, I have sad news which break my heart. Haridas, what's with Haridas? Said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Haridas is fasting today. He has not finished his rounds yet. Immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Haridas and said, Haridas, how are you? Are you well? And Haridas, who was lying on his back, said with great effort, My Lord, my body is all right. But my mind and my intelligence is not so well. I have not finished my rounds. My disease is I do not complete my chanting of the holy name. Prabhupada writes of all the orders of the spiritual master. His order to finish 16 rounds without offenses is the most important order. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, now your body is old. You may reduce the number of your daily rounds. You are already liberated. You have no need to follow the regulative principles so strictly. No need. My dear devotees, there are two types of the execution of bhakti. One is vaidhi bhakti and the other is spontaneous. As long as a devotee is not attached to Krishna, it's called raga, raga bhakti. It's very important that he follows rules and regulations which keep him on track. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna calls these rules and regulations not tortures. He says they are the gates to freedom. The rules for freedom, he calls them. Because if we follow in our life the spiritual instructions, we will become free from the material influence. But if we don't follow and don't yet have attachment to Krishna, we might fall from our position. Maya could come again. Therefore, the Goswamis of Vrindavan gave the example. They followed devotional principles both during the day and during the night. What did they do? Sankhya Puvakana Magana Natibi. Sankhya Purvakana Magana Natibi. They would chant the names. They would sing songs about Krishna. They offered their Dandavat Pranam. You know, Raghunathas Goswami went with Dandavats every day around Radha and Syamakund. They were writing books where they extracted the essence of scriptures. They established Vaishnav etiquette. They excavated the holy places and they established temples. So much devotional life, so much devotional principles and rules. And they remembered Radha and Krishna's pastime. My dear devotees, let us sing and let us meditate on Haridas Thakur's determination to follow the life of the Vaishnavas, to follow the path of freedom, and then let us hear what will happen and will move our hearts. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Haridas Thakur, your role in this incarnation is to deliver the fallen souls by showing them how to chant the holy names. You have sufficiently preached the glories of the holy names now. I request you, please reduce the number of your rounds. You are old now. But listen what Haridas Thakur answered. He gives the example of, for someone who wants to chant, that is, someone who is not in the Indra Bhava, someone who is very humble. He said, I was born in an inferior family. My body is most abominable. I always engage in low work. I am unseeable and untouchable. But you have accepted me as your servant. This means you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to my kingdom. You are actually fully independent. It is you who caused the whole world to dance according to your free will. You have also made me dance. Feels in relationship to Krishna. He feels like a puppet. When Krishna holds in his hand, it makes him dance. He never thinks he's the doll. Haridas Thakur must have remembered how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made him dance during the Shraddha ceremony of Advaita Acharya. Do you know? This is a ceremony which is done by a son in order to benefit his father who has left the body. So Advaita Acharya, who was the leader of the Brahmanas in Navadvip, had made such a ceremony where he had invited other first-class Brahmanas. And then the end of that ceremony, there is a part when you feed the Brahmanas. And the leader of the Brahmanas gets the first plate, a beautiful opulent plate. So Advaita Acharya, he looked around, and all these first-class Brahmanas with impressive bellies. And in the corner, very humbly, said Haridas Thakur. And Advaita had called, oh Haridas, come, you deserve the first plate. Haridas didn't want to come out of the corner and get a privilege before the Brahmanas, but what could he do? Advaita Acharya is known to be the lion amongst the Acharyas. Who can say no to a lion? He was there, just getting ready to eat the first plate. When all the Brahmanas rose up and said, no! He's from a Muslim family. We are from a Brahmin family. We should eat the first plate. Advaita Acharya smiled and said, let us see who's more qualified. And he put a piece of wood before the Brahmanas and said, you chant your mantras now and make the wood burn. But the wood would not burn. Then Haridas Thakur was called forward. Haridas, you make the wood burn by your mantra. What do I know about mantra? No, you chant. Haridas get very hungry. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There was a light coming to the wood, and it burned the whole wood. Haridas was shocked. And then he smiled, because he knew his Lord had made him dance, the fire dance. And Haridas said, my Lord, you made a dance. He must have remembered also how once he was whipped in 22 marketplaces. In Singapore, we still have the punishment that when a criminal who is convicted is found, they pull his shirt off and give him lashes with a cane. Now, this is the punishment which all the criminals fear most, because it's just so painful. In two ways. First of all, when you are caned, if you are a strong man, like Ram Gopal, you can maybe take 3 lashes, but then you pass out pain. And the other thing is, you are permanently marked as a criminal, because when a wound heals, the scars stay for life. So whenever you are without a shirt, everyone knows he was a criminal, because he has the lashes. So Haridas Thakur survived 22 marketplaces. Later, Gauranga Mahaprabhu called him and said, Haridas, do you remember how you were whipped on 22 marketplaces by the Muslims? Yes, said Haridas, and I didn't feel any pain. Do you know what happened, said Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Was chanting in ecstasy. That's all I know. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turned around and showed Haridas his golden body. And on the golden body of Mahaprabhu, he saw the marks from the caning. He said, oh no, my Lord. Gauranga said, oh yes, Haridas, I took the canes on my body. Because when you were caned, I was going to come down from Vaikuntha with my Sudarshan Chakra. But you said, Lord, forgive them. And this way I couldn't do anything except to relieve you by taking the canes on my body. Thakur said, my Lord, you have made me dance according to your sweet will. He must have remembered this. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had arranged that he was given the first plate on the Shraddha ceremony of Advaita Acharya, and how all the caning which the Muslims did to him was accepted by Gauranga. Haridas Thakur must have remembered how Gauranga Mahaprabhu chose him to go out with the transcendental madman Nityananda Prabhu and preach to everyone. So many memories came, how the Lord made him dance. My dear devotees, when you think about your life, can you remember one or two incidents where the Lord made you dance like a puppet who moves according to the puppeteer? I think you will all remember such incidents, like when you joined or when you surrendered yourself during sankirtan, when you were in a car accident that the Lord protected you from dying. The Lord always makes us dance, but sometimes we want to dance alone, and then it works very well. Srila Prabhupada wrote an arrival prayer when he came to America, and there he said, "My Lord, I don't know why I'm here. I'm your puppet. Please now pull the strings and make me dance. Make me dance. Make me dance as you wish." So then Haridas Thakur became very serious. And he said, "My Lord, I feel that very soon you will close your pastimes in the material world. If you go before me, I will not be able to tolerate the pain of your absence. Before that moment comes, let my body fall down in your presence. I wish to catch your lotus feet upon my heart and see your moon-like face. And looking into your face, I want to give up my body before you leave." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu responded to this, "My dear Haridas, you are so dear to Krishna. Whatever you want, Krishna must execute that according to your desire. But why are you so selfish? Whatever happiness I derive in this life is because you are there. Why do you want to make me poor? Why do you want me to become bereft of your presence? It is not fitting for you to leave me behind and just go. It is not fitting." That the Lord wanted him to stay on because he was so dear to the Lord. Listen how he reacted. He said, "My dear Lord, please do not create this illusion. There are so many respectable personalities here, devotees who are fit to sit on my head. They are helping you in your pastime. If an ant dies, an ant like me, what is the loss for the world? My Lord, you are known as Bhakta Vatsala, the friend of your devotees. This is my desire. Kindly fulfill it. Let me go before you go." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really didn't like the idea. that Haridas Thakur would give up his body before him. From that day he had other things to do, so he left Haridas Thakur. But it was arranged that he would come the next day and look after Haridas. In the Vaishnava world, you must know, we find that sometimes great personalities leave their bodies according to their own desire. Is there a Vaishnava who comes to your mind? Bhishma. Wonderful. Great grandfather Bhishma. There's also in spiritual circle something like the good death, for instance, if a person has done wrong, very wrong, he will do things like something which is like a suicide. But we in Vaishnavism do not think this is very good. You remember there was Sanatana Goswami who wanted to throw his body before the wheels of the Jagannath car because he felt his body had become so sick that he couldn't serve Krishna any longer. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "This, you cannot do this. This body is my property. How can you take it away? This would be a theft." So what Haridas Thakur had in mind was something else than destroying the body which was given to Krishna. He just had to Krishna. He had in mind that he wanted to serve. He would not be able to tolerate Gauranga Mahaprabhu's disappearance. And Haridas Thakur was right. When Mahaprabhu disappeared from the world was shaking. Houses were falling in Puri on top of each other and burying the residents. It was very dramatic when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. So Haridas wanted to go before, and also he was very old. So next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his associates to the residence of Haridas Thakur. When Haridas Thakur saw Mahaprabhu and all the associates, he got up from his bed and he paid his obeisances first to Mahaprabhu and then to each single Vaishnava. Finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, "Haridas, what are your news?" And Haridas said, keeping in mind his request from the previous day, "Let me leave my body and stare at your lotus face." Haridas Thakur remembered this and said, "My news are whatever mercy you can give me, that is my fulfillment." For 72 hours without any stop. He was a kirtan man. Oh, best. During the kirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to glorify Haridas Thakur as if he would have thousands of mouths. He said, "This devotee is so determined to chant. Not even when Maya personally came, did he stop his chanting. No one could make him stray away. Even Maya Devi, who came to Haridas, became his devotee.
she was previously chanting Ram, Ram, Ram. After meeting Haridas, she went Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. All the devotees offered obeisances. Haridas took the dust of everyone. And Haridas, it's Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sit before him. He took the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu on his chest. Just imagine, he was laying there. Mahaprabhu was sitting. Haridas took his lotus feet on his chest. As he was looking in the beautiful face of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he chanted again and again, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, again, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Very good. And then everyone saw a miracle. They saw how out of the body of Haridas Thakur, his soul passed. He left the body. And everyone was reminded of Bhishma Deva's own passing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was overwhelmed in ecstatic love. He lifted the body of Haridas and he started to dance with the body. The devotees looked at this, the Lord with his devotee dancing, and they became overwhelmed and helpless in love. After some time of this wild dancing, Swarup Damodar informed the Lord, "My Lord, stop. There are still so many rituals to be done." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped and led a procession to the ocean. He bathed the body of Haridas in the waves of the ocean and he declared, Samudra e Mahatirtha Hoila, this ocean is from this day on a holy place because it bathed the body of my Haridas. This was Mahaprabhu's declaration. All the devotees took the water which dripped from the feet of Haridas and rubbed it over their heads. Haridas was the best of all devotees. Then someone came with Jagannath's sandalwood and wiped the sandalwood all over the body of Haridas so that it became white. Then they dug a hole with their own hands into the sand and placed the body of Haridas inside. They put all kinds of auspicious articles like the silken robes of Lord Jagannath into this grave. They put a little dress of Lord Jagannath on the grave, Mahaprasad. My dear devotees, there is a great potency in holy objects. When someone has left the body and you put a stick of tulsi into the funeral pyre, the soul will go back to Godhead. Did you know this? Or if someone dies and you put a tulsi leaf on the chest and on the forehead, that person is also delivered. So, keeping this in mind, all the Vaishnavas came and brought holy objects and put it on Haridas to make sure that everything would go well. Then Mahaprabhu, with his own hands, poured the sand on Haridas. They made a stone platform around the... What is it called? A grave? Huh? A tomb? And put a fence around it.
And now if you go to Puri, at the same place you find a wonderful temple which was erected by the devotees of Mahaprabhu. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to all the shop owners of Puris and personally begged Mahaprasad from them. Who of you have been in Puri? You have maybe seen many shops around the Jagannath temple. There the Mahaprasad of the Lord is sold. And Mahaprabhu begged all the Mahaprasad and gave a huge prasadam festival for the whole town of Puri. He fed everyone. The devotees felt both sad and jubilant because Haridas Thakur had left to the eternal world. So let us sing about Haridas Thakur's wonderful departure. Let us remember Haridas Thakur in our singing. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Ibo, Jai Jai Haridas, Haridas Thakur ki Jai. Oh Haridas, 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 Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
That an example which somehow moves us. When Haridas Thakur was too old to chant his rounds, you know, 192 rounds is really not easy. When he was too old, he just couldn't do it any longer. Those of us who have tried to chant more rounds, they know that if you sit the whole day, it takes so much physical discipline and so much mental discipline, much more mental. It takes a lot of strength, actually. So when Gauranga Mahaprabhu said,
what is your disease? How are you? He said, my disease is that I just can't finish my rounds any longer. For me, this is an example of setting priorities in our lives. A priority is something which you find of utmost importance. It's more important than other things. So, to put Krishna as a priority in our life is something which we need to learn in our spiritual life. This is most important, to be together with Krishna, to love Krishna, to please Krishna. This is a priority, something without which your life cannot blossom. Now, I think all of us, just by the fact that we are trying to become devotees, all of us have set this priority at least at one time of their life. I remember when I was just preaching to the devotees, that was all I did, traveling in Germany and preaching. I saw many examples of how devotees in the beginning were just putting their education on hold, leaving the university, and just seeing this, becoming a devotee is my priority. I don't want that anything else is coming in the way. But as we are practicing Krishna consciousness, we come to a zone where our priorities will be tested. It said in the beginning of spiritual life, you do shravana, you hear about the not yet attained spiritual life. Then you do something which is called varanadas, that is, you accept it. And then comes a very important practice. It's called saranadas, dasha, which means that because you have not yet learned to realize what you have heard about and what you have accepted, you need to struggle to make it work. It's almost like forgive me the somewhat humorous example, but as a child we all hear about the pleasures of bicycle riding. Huh? Our friends have a bicycle and we also want a bicycle. And we hear about it and then we accept the bicycle. We get one for birthday. Now comes the point where we need to learn how to use the bicycle, and that's usually a struggle to stay on the saddle, a struggle to learn the secret of balance. So very often we fall when we are trying to learn this, and this is happening in Krishna consciousness also. After we have heard about the beauties of spiritual life, after we have accepted it, we have to now practice to realize it. We have to make a sincere attempt on realization. And that's the stage where many become, let us say, a little bit shaky or a little bit doubtful in themselves, if they can actually make it, and so on. It's called the sadhana dash, the level where you practice and you make a sincere attempt to get realization. So at that time, it can happen, when one is not such a successful practitioner, that one loses his faith and again takes shelter in the material world. This happens to many of our God brothers and God sisters and to the young devotees. And at that time, our Krishna consciousness becomes more like a religion. You believe in it and you go one time a year on Jamashtami to church. But it's something which is there, but it's no longer a spiritual practice. You have given up the Sarana Dasha before you come to Prapana Dasha. Apana and Prapana Dasha means where you realize after you have gone through the stage of practice, where you realize and you understand yourself as a soul and you understand Krishna as the Supreme Lord. So for this, when we are in this nobody's zone, you know, in this twilight zone, where we believe something but we have not yet realized it, to somehow cross through this dangerous zone without going back to material life, we need the example of strong devotees like Haridas Thakur. We need to hear about their lives. We need to hear about their realization. And only by hearing or connecting with their example can we again become strong and give up our own weak-heartedness and our own doubts in the process. Isn't that heart-moving how Haridas Thakur at the time of his departure says, "My Lord, I have one final request. You please sit before me and I will look into your lotus face." No, he said, your moon-like face. "And I will place your lotus feet on my chest." And remember, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't want to do that. But he said, "Haridas, you are so dear to Krishna that Krishna must do whatever you want." And in this case, he was Krishna, so he had to do what Haridas Thakur wanted of him. And isn't this so nice to see the life of Haridas Thakur, how he was living through to spread bhakti around. What a great soul. What a wonderful example. What a glorious light in our sampradaya. Many devotees who find nowadays in our movement find great inspiration in Haridas Thakur. There are many devotees who have personal deities of Haridas Thakur. Some of these deities are made from the tree under which he sat. You know, when there was the super cyclone in Orisha, there was some trees were shaken, and also that tree was shaken, was not uprooted, and a branch came down from there. There are a few Haridas Thakur deities in our movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said something very nice which illustrates our point. He said, anyone who makes contact with Haridas, sometimes by only remembering Haridas, becomes very dear to him and becomes empowered by him. This is the power, the ongoing, merciful, inspirational power of Srila Haridas Thakur. This is the wonderful, the glorious potency of a great devotee and his influence on our life, his influence to inspire us and to give us strength. I personally like very much this discussion about Haridas Thakur. I sometimes pray to Haridas Thakur that he gives me only a little of his strength to carry on my own sankirtan, my own attempts to glorify Krishna by speaking about him or by chanting his holy names. And I want to encourage you to also take shelter in Haridas Thakur We need examples. We need guidelines. We need torches in the darkness in order to see. We cannot go on without light on our path. We need this empowerment very much. So I wanted to end this evening by just singing with you for 10 more minutes and then you are free.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Na Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare I'm Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Na na Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, please sing in one voice. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. more time, please. Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. One more time, please. Hare with more heart, more heart. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Radhe Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.